Sir, just give me one moment. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Carl Emerson Sloan, 235-283.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
You too, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 29, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, beginning with the individual sitting closest to you, that would be me, Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. To my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side of the bench, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Yes.
Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Sloan and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Mr. Sloan, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding the supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 14, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 20th, 2018. Mr. Sloan, is this true or false?
Yes, true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Reborn Assistance located at 1841 West Fairmount Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about February 15, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Sloan, is this true or false?
Yes, but there was phone calls made to the parole officer's office prior to me leaving before I left the halfway house.
Okay, sir. For phase one, we're only asking whether or not it's true or false, and it's within your right to say it's true or false, so which do you choose?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Sloan's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a couple of ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Sloan, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Grady, if you will.
Mr. Sloan, released from DLC on January 11th of 2018. He was arrested on March 9th of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DLC on March 9th of 2018. He has a CSED of June 4th of 2018 that reflects 22 absconded days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2008, theft, 3 years, 6 months. His two terms of DLC, his CUIR scores are 4-4, NIL scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 2, he has no gang affiliation. prior terms of supervision, 2011 TIS release, absconded for 13 days, arrested by Phoenix PD, revoked by the DOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with possession of weapon noted. Other arrests, 1998, stolen property, California, probation revoked. 1990, misconduct involving weapons, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1991, robbery, California, federal prison. 1992, stolen property, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, aggravated robbery, Tennessee, felony conviction, state prison. He's got a community risk score of a G3V4.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Sloan. Just 1 second. Am I correct that Lee has 10 days left? Or am I misreading this?
He's got 6-4 of 18.
June 4th.
Oh, June 4th. Okay, I'm sorry. I was having a perceptual issue there. So he's got a bit more than a month left. Okay. Mr. Sloan, I'm going to make a quick review of your police supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to Reborn Assistance, located at 1841 West Fairmount Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You left Reborn without permission on February 15, 2018. This was your last known address. So was this the only place that you lived when you were outside of the correction system, sir, or outside of prison?
No, sir.
Where did you live?
And I gave him my new address when I left the halfway house because I called several times and left voicemails on my parole officer's phone right along with the whole situation about I signed a contract with Reborn Assistance at $140 a week, all right? That's the contract that I signed. And they got me paid over $700, I owe over $700 in less than 4 weeks, you know. I didn't sign no contract like that, you know. And I tried to explain that to the parole officer, you know. And the owner of the halfway house told me, all 40 guys that live in that bedroom is going to pay that same amount of rent, you know. So I told him, well, I'm not going to pay your mortgage for a house in Scottsdale. So I'm going to let my parole officer know my new address because I'm moving to Scottsdale. You know, and I tried to call him. My best friend tried to call him. My employer tried to call him. And he never returned no phone calls.
Okay, sir. What was the new address then?
Yes. Here, I got right here in my pocket. Oops. 2806 North 71st Street Police, Scottsdale, Arizona.
And whose residence was that?
My best friend lives there, Luna Laura.
Okay. And you made reference that you were working, or where were you working?
At the Reach State Apartments, Phoenix, Arizona, off of Longview.
And what were you doing there, sir?
Maintenance, remodeling the apartments, just all maintenance.
Are you pretty handy that way, sir?
Yes.
Just a quick question from Mr. Grady. Anything that Cronin notes about him making numerous contacts with parole officers?
I reviewed 2 pages of Cronin notes, and there was nothing about him ever calling the PO.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Me and my best friend called an officer in the front desk, gave us his number, and we called that number several times. You know, I don't want to get into arguments about this. I know, and they know, I called several times. Because at one time when I was leaving the halfway house, his phone to call the parole office to let him know, hey, we have a conflict here. He called back, I got in touch with him. He told me, check this out. You either want to pay him or I'm locking your ass up.
Okay, you know? Sir.
Well, and then that just don't make no sense. They paying them. If they breached the contract, that's on them.
Okay, sir. Let me ask you this, and it's not to pick an argument, but with you missing from community supervision for 22 days, why didn't you make an attempt to make physical contact with the parole office?
I called his office several times.
No, I meant go to the office, sir. But why didn't you make an attempt to have a face-to-face or go to the parole office?
Well, because I was working every day.
Okay, sir.
I was working, and he didn't arrest me. I turned myself in. If you guys got the name of the officer, I went to the officer to turn myself into him.
You went to a police officer and turned yourself in? Because it looks like you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department. And what was going on that...
If you guys got the officer's name on a police report, you can ask him. I confronted him here to come back.
Sir, what was it that caused Phoenix PD to make contact with you?
I called him.
You called Phoenix PD and said where you were living?
They came right where I was at. In Phoenix, I was on the street. I was going, I bet you that way I was seeing, I got my birth certificate. Got sent to that address. And I got the QT right down the street from the halfway house. That's when I called. And he told me, what's your name? Oh, you got one out from the first. So I'll just take you to El Hamra.
So just for clarity, you're saying that you're missing... Hold on, sir.
Come and stop me or nothing. I turned myself into him.
I was going to say, just for clarity, so what you're saying is that you were missing from community supervision for 22 days. You tried to call your parole officer. You
yes.
did not attempt to make physical face-to-face contact because you were working every one of those 22 days, and then you turned yourself into the Phoenix Police Department.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Well, I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Sloan, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into to discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you need to share?
No, I'd just like to know what my exact release date's going to be upon my release. Because apparently you guys just kicked us out in the middle of nowhere, you know, without no pay money or nothing, so I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I won't be kicked out right here in Yuma, Arizona somewhere with no pay fee, no job, you know. I just want to know exactly what my release date is going to be.
Okay, sir. Before we go into discussion, I am just going to ask our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, because there is a lot of information that we get sitting on the board regarding the corrections process. And if Mr. Sloan, either by arriving at his SED or his granted supervised release, his release from Yuma, is he just released from the gate, or is there some sort of arrangement that's...
If he has parole, usually they can take him to the parole office, or usually they can send him to their CO3 to put him in a better place where they're going to need the buses so he can get to his family, or he's going to have family pick up. So the CO3 is going to work all that stuff out.
And if it's to a sentence end date, he's just released out the door, or...?
They still take him somewhere, take him away from the prison.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Hey, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got a CO3 right here. Even say it. When you get kicked out, you're no longer state property. You get kicked out right here. On your way home, that's on you. So you're telling me I'm in the middle of nowhere with no money, get no job here at prison. Try to save money, don't matter if it's a dollar or whatever. No money, but you're going to keep me out right here in Yuma with no way back to Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you will just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Yeah.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Sloan was released to reside at Reborn. Apparently, he ended up switching addresses. He states that he tried to contact his parole officer, but we have no record of that. And ultimately, he was responsible for maintaining contact with his parole officer. It's his responsibility. He was missing from community supervision for 22 days. He ended up being returned to the Department of Corrections via the Phoenix Police Department. He says that he turned himself in. I don't care to argue that, but the fact remains that he was returned to the Department of Corrections under absconder status, and I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the dialogue.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, one second, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0608, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sloan was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal measure company, inasmuch that he did not adhere to his conditions of supervision. He absconded for 22 days in which we could not account for his activity, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
I'm going to say Mr. Neal seconded. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal. I think there was a double there.
I'll agree.
Agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Johnson?
Agree.
Great. Just to make sure I was not getting ahead of myself. And Ms. Rittenhouse? Mr. Sloan, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about, and let me be clear on the date that's provided to us, June 4, 2018, which is a bit more than 1 month. You talked about wanting to make arrangements, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return to the community. That's the date that's been provided to us by the Department of Corrections in Ames. So we do wish you a safe and productive return to the community. It sounds like that you have work on the outside, which is very positive. You're working in maintenance. And so again, we wish you a safe, productive, and healthy return on June 4th, 2018. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Sloan.